for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah. We're coming in here loud and clear. Hopefully, we out here.
Yes, sir.
We got Mr. Muhammad live from the epicenter of Central Ave.
From Black Hollywood.
Young Wakanda. What's good with you, man? You in Wakanda Studios?
Yeah, I'm in Wakanda Studios, fresh off the block. They right outside shooting Boomerang right now.
Really? Right outside your spot?
Right down the street, right next door to the office.
Shooting Boomerang, the TV show.
Yeah, the TV show.
Okay, yeah, I like Boomerang, the TV show. Shout out to Boomerang, the TV show. That's cool.
Yeah,
who's shooting that?
BET. I don't know who the director is on this episode. I just saw him set up the little bodega I go to.
Uh-huh.
They was going to be closed the day for Boomerang. So I'm like, okay. So, you know, you got all the black extras. It feels like Black Hollywood for real.
Yeah. A bodega in Atlanta?
Well, it's a corner store, yeah, but we downtown.
Okay.
So it's like a corner store. It's like a fancy, like, you know, selling, you know, fucking hummus and shit type
of bodega. Okay, all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a downtown corporate bodega where you get your alkaline water and shit.
Oh, wow. It's very refined.
Yeah.
I never understood the alkaline water. I know there's a whole, like, I know a lot of people preach the virtues of alkaline water. I heard you could ionize your own water by just putting some lemon in it, right? Or something like that?
Lemon and something else. But, you know, then it's going to taste like lemon water.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No doubt.
There you go, a little flavor. You know what I'm saying?
So you might as well make you some lemonade and shit.
No, but what up? There you go. That's going to undermine the whole situation. We start hitting them with the sucrose. But, what's the virtue of that? What's that supposed to do? Keep you don't know?
I said that's what they sell.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but, you know, the pH balance in water, you know what I'm saying, diminishes.
Mm.
And, you know, with all the processing, and alkaline water is supposed to have a higher pH balance, which is less acidity. And when you're putting less acidity in your body, you're not throwing off your body's balance as much.
Right.
The alkaline water supposedly helps your body's balance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've heard that. But
I don't know. I don't know all that. I'm not deeply ingrained in it. But I did start drinking a lot of water lately. And, you know, the first couple of days I was doing, you know, tap, you know what I'm saying? Trying to hit a gallon at a tap, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then, you know, halfway
straight tap, no filter, no Brita?
Nigga, I ain't got no Brita. That's the problem.
What's this, out the hotel tap? What you doing?
No, this is in Brooklyn.
Oh, at the house. Okay.
Yeah, at the house. So I'm trying to drink more water, and that's the water that was available to me.
Okay.
You know? And then I was like, you know what? Let me try some of this alkaline. So I bought a hundred ounce bottle of the alkaline water. And one, it drank a lot easier. Yeah, I didn't have a hard time drinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, it went down smoother. Your body wasn't like, yeah, I done had enough of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
So I felt that. And then, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's psychological, but it felt like it was a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I was able to drink the whole 100 ounces and shit over a day in the morning, like a day and then the next morning.
Okay.
And then, but it was no, like, but when I was drinking the regular, you know what I'm saying? It was a struggle to drink that shit.
Interesting.
My body was like, hell nah, man, this ain't it, boss.
Interesting. I don't know. I got to try some alkaline water now because I'm curious if it's a psychology thing or the fact that you paid for the alkaline water straight from the tap is free. So it's often, it doesn't get the same appreciation. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then, you know, we did my sister and my niece, they did a water taste test because my sister's a big, she drink water. She's been, mm-hmm. she's a big Poland Spring drinker. That's her shit. She mm-hmm. just think Poland mm-hmm. Spring is, that's the, you know, the Coca-Cola of water. So, unfortunately, I guess there was no Poland Spring, so they had to have some Deer Park for a bit. Mm-hmm. She was like, that shit is nasty. I can't fuck with the Deer Park. And I'm like, you sure you could tell the difference between Deer Park and Poland Spring? And my sister was like, absolutely. So we did like a little, we did a little taste test, two clear cups. You know, she went this way. We poured the water and we gave the taste test. And sure enough, she could tell what was Poland Spring and what was Deer Park. So yeah, I hear you on water tasted differently. So mm-hmm. I got to see what this alkaline water is all about. So now, have you been buying alkaline water since you've been down there? Or what you doing? You going back to tap? Where you at?
Yeah, I bought, you know what I'm saying, some, what's the shit? What's the water that everybody drink?
Smart water? Aquahydrate?
Nah.
Oh, the,
you know what I'm talking about. They got nice design. Black.
Voss?
Voss. It's alkaline water. It's a high pH okay. water. Damn, what's the name of my son?
Essentia. Yeah, that's the hot water right now, huh?
Yeah, they got that's an alkaline, but they don't promote the alkaline. But if you know, you know, it's a high pH value.
Wow.
Water, it's, you know what I'm saying?
It's like the In-N-Out burger. It's the fucking secret menu, if you know, you know. Why wouldn't they say, if the alkaline water is moving, They should let you know that this is maybe
they don't want to get caught up in the fad. You know what I'm saying? They say it's sent to ionize alkaline water, but okay. You know what I'm saying, they don't promote that. It's not like big on the packaging. You know what I'm saying? You don't see it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. But you know, when I just looked it up and it was like it's sent to ionize alkaline water. Blah blah blah.
When I hear that, you know, ionize, it reminds me of like Rastafarians. I, you know what I mean? I just feel like the ionized water is the I. I can hear somebody say, right.
what do they be saying when they say
I don't even know. I just be off the feeling. They just have you drinking anything. That's a whole nother thing. It was at the juice bar. You know, the juice bar, well, I don't want to call it a hustle, but the juice bar apothecary business is very limited in knowledge that you could source independent of your local juice merchant.
Yeah, they need you to come to them.
They like, yo, now what does this do? Could I read up on this somewhere? Nah.
Okay. No, brother, I'm just telling you, this is what it is.
So you saying this Mandingo is gonna work things? This is for virility, huh? Okay, but let me get
this. They say that about everything.
Right. This is Tiger Bowl, this around the world. Shout out to the juice bar drinkers. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Man, what's good, man? How's Atlanta, man? You out there working on a big project. How's the Black Hollywood situation? How's TV life going down there for you?
Oh, man, it's going great, man. It's a different process from, you know, when you run your own shit and you, you know, you hire your own crews and everybody is the people you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you come into a situation, you have to learn a system and you have to learn how to play well in the group. And you know what I'm saying? And you got to learn how to email right, you know, like, you know, just your systems, knowing how to put the right subject line in your email for people to pay attention to it or not. You know what I'm saying? Knowing the right CC protocol, you know.
No BCCing, please.
Nah. I'm not of the corporate snitching
Thank you.
Program. That Thank ain't you. Me. You know what I'm saying? That's a corporate assassination
Absolutely.
Program. But, you know, it's learning a new way of doing what I've always done.
And uh-huh.
when you get to TV, especially like a daily show, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of communication that needs to happen between the team. And, you know, I'm just used to making stuff happen. But now you got to turn the project over to the next phase of people. You know what I'm saying? That works in this department, the story department.
Mm.
Story department put it together and they got to take it to the edit. And you know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure that you're communicating all of the right parts for your story to come out right. And we're in the early phases. So you know, we're going to see if my communication is working. But right now, everything's good, man. Everything's good. You know what I'm saying? Learning the whole new program, watching how it works and the promotion of it.
Right.
So it's a good learning experience. It's like getting paid to go to college or something.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, man. What's good with you?
Ah, shit. Ain't nothing good with me. Nah, I'm out here, man. I'm just working, man. I'm just doing a lot of the same old, same old. You know, I'm out here working. I'm doing shows. Vision boarding. You know what I mean? Working on a bunch of new material. What am I doing? That's really what I've been doing. Like, I got to create some content, you know, for the channels.
No doubt.
I'm in the midst of that, putting some shit out.
Word up.
And beyond that, that's it for right now. That's it for right now. Just cultivating, as you would say, putting some seeds down and then starting to put some shit out in the world. So So I'm out here harvesting, doing shows, doing new material. It's been pretty good. It's been pretty fun. I'm trying to think what else the fuck is going on. I saw Midsommar recently. Mm-hmm. I just watched Midsommar.
That's the joint where they was out in somewhere.
Yeah, Sweden. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw that shit. I think we talked about it, maybe.
I hadn't seen it, so I don't think we talked about it. I know Chris was in here saying that he had wanted to see it. I remember we spoke about that because that was the same person that did Hereditary, did Midsommar, which Hereditary was, I think Midsommar was a little better. It was some weird shit. But, so you seen it. So you saw the shit.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah, it was a weird movie, man. What was interesting was I was struck by, like, I had to really think about being the only black person in an all-white situation, especially a remote all-white situation, is quite brave. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, no, it's quite brave. Get Out had a little bit of that, but this shit was to a different level. And I had to, you know, because I've been a black man in a white situation, but not really the only black mother. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's an interesting position to be in. And obviously it didn't go too well for him. Not to say that it doesn't go well. But it could be a cultural disorientation. You know what I mean? Because it ain't nothing that you can really, truly plant your foot there. You got to really trust people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And because sometimes when I see, like, when I jump into a white situation, I look for the black people just to kind of play. Say, hey, what's up? Just to get a little context. I make them the authority immediately. Just because I feel like we should at least be, related, you know, on a certain level. But maybe sometimes it don't even sync like that. Sometimes it's a Bluetooth that don't sync, and that's disappointing. Mm-hmm. But it was just a very interesting situation. More than the actual plot of the movie, that subplot was strong for me. I was like, damn, son, he coming out there to the all white situation, and not only just there, but now he out there researching out, like, overtly. You know what I mean? Right. Like, really talk about, yo, can I take some photos of this?
He was trying to do his, like, dissertation.
Yeah, he was trying to break them down, and I don't want to spoil it all, but
motherfuckers that wanted to see this shit.
That's true. Yeah, well, you know what happened.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers who ain't seen it, they probably didn't want to see it.
Yeah. It was better than I expected. I didn't know what to expect, honestly.
I forgot why I went to see it. Maybe one of my kids wanted to see it. Maybe an Ace wanted to see it.
Okay.
Because this wouldn't be nothing I would be interested in.
Right.
But I did go, and it was, you know, it was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had seen it at, like, an art house, though. You know what I'm saying? Like at least like an Alamo, you know what I mean? I saw it at a regular theater.
Well, and what was the difference? Was the viewing experience a little?
It's just an art house type of movie. And, I, you know, if I'm going to watch an art house movie, at least let me get a motherfucking hamburger while I watch.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, well, what's the difference? Okay, you want to have some yeah. good-ass food, some artisanal
yeah,
shit.
I want to create a vibe.
Right. You know some truffle popcorn.
Yeah, you know, you go into the regular theater, you want to see a blockbuster. You know okay. At least I do. I want to see a blockbuster.
Uh-huh.
You know, because really, when you know what I'm saying, when you're in Brooklyn, uh-huh. you know what I'm saying, you got a couple of options. You right. know what I'm saying? And for me, well, at least in my zone, uh-huh. I'm going to go to either Regal uh-huh. Court Street, right. which that's where you're going to see all your
that's
mainstream.
Yeah.
That's no, it's not.
Not the good. Hood, but that's okay, right. That's commercial. That's AMC.
It's commercial. Yeah,
oh, Regal.
You know what I'm saying? So it's the hood comes to it because yeah. if, like I said, if you live in Bed-Stuy or you live in Fort Greene or anywhere down that line, that's right. your closest. That's right. your closest movie. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have a car, you're not going out to the Linden Pink House joint, which is real. That's the hood for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that used to be where we went. Yeah, the Pink House Linden Theater. Yeah. That shit's still there.
Okay.
That shit come up every time I type my zip code in.
Hilarious. That's funny.
On Fandango.
Never forget. Yeah. Fandango keep you where you, you know, listen. Stop playing, B.
Stop playing, B.
Stop playing. This Go you see your people. Yeah. Stop playing. What's going on? Oh, yeah, shit.
But you got to drive to that mug. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not like you could just get off the train and go to the Court Street. Mm-hmm. So I watch my mainstream joints there mostly. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All your superhero flicks. We watched the Joker there the other night. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? Then you have the Alamo as your option.
Well, let's go ahead.
For your art house.
Right.
Experience.
And well, let's also say more often than not, unless you part of some type of program, I'm not attached to many art houses. I'll go there on some infrequent shit. But right. typically, the art house, you're paying a little bit more, whereas, and obviously, they're giving you a little bit more programming, but whereas when you do a Regal or AMC or one of these chain situations, you mm-hmm. might be able to get you some Goodwill. You might be able to go there on a Tuesday and get the little discount, or you might be part of a program. You know what I mean? Right, like, that's right, not right. for nothing. That definitely helps the situation.
That's for sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you know, your art house, you're going to pay. But really, though, when you really think about it, like, say you might pay $1 more on your ticket. Okay. But then your food game, it's like you got better options. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because at your Regal, you're going to pay $10 for the popcorn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? $7 for the soda.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking hot dog is $8. You know?
Mm-hmm.
At the Alamo, you go ahead and get you a burger for around about 11.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With mm-hmm. some fries. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You drink.
With fries with the burger?
Yeah, you're going to get fries with the burger.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It comes out almost better because uh-huh. you get a better fucking eat than you would at the other spot. Yeah. You get a fucked up eat for $30.
That's what making that shit taste like non-ionized water. You like, nigga, I can't fuck with this $13 like, popcorn. That's, yeah, and it's not bottomless. Because that's right. that art house shit. They be doing a little bottomless. They'll come back in there with that flashlight, snatch your bowl, bring you back some more shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Oh, man.
So hold on, I was trying to look up the menu so I could see.
Oh, so you can speak. Speak.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Alamo Draft House prices. Okay, let's see. Shit. All right. Yeah, hold on. All right, this is just an example.
Yeah.
Like, you get a motherfucking Caesar salad for $10 mm-hmm. instead of $10 popcorn.
Right.
Or you could get a burger for $12 with right. bacon on the bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or you get an avocado.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know.
Yeah, it's different options. It's a
it's
whole,
different options yeah. for around the same price range.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like real food, not just some old popcorn.
Okay. And, I haven't really explored too many of the food choices at the Alamo outside mm-hmm. of I had a brown sugar lemonade that was kind of a little polarizing. And the, like I said, the bottomless popcorn. But all, I also...
You said, wait. You said a brown sugar lemonade that was what?
Polarizing? A little polarizing, man. It didn't have enough... It shit didn't have no kick to it. I don't know what was going
on. It didn't
have like,
enough sugar. It wasn't
sweet. It was just, it was too benign. Like, I mean, you know, if you leading with sugar, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a hint. If that's the first ingredient, this before the lemonade. That shit tasted like some dirty water. So I was like, all right, that's what we doing here.
Hey, it's fucked up because growing up, mm-hmm. you know, my pops now, they didn't buy juice and shit like that. Right. They bought orange juice, but that was it.
Okay.
You know, that was the extent of your juice, and you better drink that at breakfast.
Yeah.
But they didn't buy white sugar, so we used to always have brown sugar.
Right.
And then when you make the lemonade with the brown sugar, yeah, this shit do look dirty.
that shit look earthy. You know what I mean? You a different type of motherfucker. That's ionized lemonade. So that
it was never not sweet though.
Yeah, because you probably didn't hold back.
Nah.
But yeah, they was tight with this shit. It was very, it was some regular. But then, you know, I used to work concessions at a movie theater back in high school, so. I've been on the other side of it, so I kind of got a bit of a hesitation to go too far off the deep end, cause I don't know how invested these people truly are in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? Like a lot of this shit is just throw that shit in the warmer, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. I don't know if I'm gonna really trust the a cat that's a young motherfucker to just put together the best avocado situation at the theater. You know what I mean? That's a little much for me to say, yo, you let me get a little avocado look.
I haven't taken no L's at the Alamo.
Okay. Well,
but I'm not a foodie. I'm not a foodie mm-hmm, foodie. Mm-hmm. But I also stay safe. I don't go all off the deep.
Okay.
I'm not looking for, a spicy Thai Caesar salad.
Oh, I won't either. No, you won't.
I'm looking for a French fry.
Right.
A burger. You know what I'm saying? The pizza for the key. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they have like calamari.
Right.
You can't really lose with that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like the regular items.
Well, you know, off brand calamari is asshole.
That's not just no, it's not.
We talked about this before.
I snooped it. You know what I'm saying? That's false.
I don't know, bro. Once I heard that, I think that rumor is a little too strong for even Snoop's.
It's pork asshole.
It's a pig asshole. Yeah, that's what that shit is. Chitlin ends.
Chitlin smell like chitlin.
Exactly.
You already know what chitlin when you smell it.
Right.
I don't know if you could take that smell out.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that flour and that frying. Maybe.
Nah,
who knows?
I done seen somebody fry chitlin and it stank.
Yeah,
just like a regular chitlin.
That's crazy. Yeah. Oh man. What else is going on, man? What's going on? What else is going on with you? How's the A?
The A, man, is interesting because in the South, you're in the middle of homecoming season.
Right.
It's a lot of black HBCU action happening. Clark homecoming is this weekend. I participated.
Oh, you went out there?
Yeah, I went out. You know, Jamal had a little situations the weekend.
What was the situation?
Well, I went to a club party on Friday, so you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
They were supposed to have a tailgate, but then it rained real heavy, and then they moved it indoors. And after being indoors at the club thing, you know what I'm saying, I decided against participating on the indoor activity because inside the, you know, when it's homecoming, people come to see they people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they came to see you. If you was there, they would want to see you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you had Trauma and all them guys and Tyee and, mm-hmm. you know, it was the whole Clark Atlanta crew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which I know them, but they working, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So everybody else is kind of looking for each other. So I ended up really just standing on the periphery.
Okay.
Watching it go down, you know what I'm saying?
Is that somebody else's family reunion?
I was at somebody else's family reunion. And then so when you're outside, like at the stadium, it's a little different. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a little more open, everybody a little more, you know what I'm saying, more festive, and you could get a better range of what's happening than inside of a dark club. So I opted against going to the next day thing because, you know what I'm saying, I didn't want to do the whole situation again, be the outside nigga just hanging around.
Hilarious.
Without, no, I would have to come with about three or four other club people, you know what I'm saying? Or at least somebody, or if you was there, you know what I'm saying, it would be dope.
Okay. Hilarious. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
What was the shit in the club? What was the record? Any record that was crazy in the club?
Anything new? Nah, B.
Regular.
He kept a standard profile. He played some little old school joints. And okay. Then I probably left before it got prime time. You right. know what I'm saying? I broke out around about 1. And it didn't really get going to around about 12. Okay. So I probably missed the real action.
Right.
Because, you know, I had done stood around for 2 hours already. Nah, shit, 3 hours. Because I got there. He told me to get there at 10.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So from 10 to 11, there was nobody there. Right. Just me, Drank, and, you know, kicking it with Jamal. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Then people started to come. Then I was okay. Then I spectated for a couple of hours. Then I broke out.
Oh, okay.
But this week is Spell House coming up. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So Spell House usually do a tailgate that includes, it's a Fan U tent that always shows up at the Spell House tailgate.
Well, how does that even happen?
Because it's in that, you're in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
But it's a whole different campus. I like how a FAMU tent just show up on another campus.
Hey, every year on the Facebook, I always see the FAMU tent.
That's hilarious.
At the Morehouse or Spell House homecoming. Maybe it's just during the Spell House years.
That is interesting.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like a big, you know, it's a big to do because everybody go and participate with Spell House.
That's like a pop-up homecoming at another homecoming.
Exactly.
You should have put together a 10 at the clock shit. Started the whole new tradition.
Yeah, but it rained.
That's why you got the tent. That's the tent is rain.
You need a tent for the whole situation.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was like rain, like a storm. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like no bullshit. It was like some real rain. So hopefully... shit, it looks like it's gonna rain this weekend too.
It's raining up here.
So I don't know.
It always bug me out because every so often the AUC will do an entire AUC homecoming. Like everybody do their homecoming together, and it's a vibe. It feels inclusive. Maybe because I'm talking from the outsider Clark Atlanta situation. Because Morehouse and Spelman always do their shit together. They brother sister. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we talked this whole AUC thing back even when Morris Brown was there. It's the whole, you know, Atlanta University Center. So it was all, you know, when we do the whole thing, it feels feels a little bit more unified. You know,
They say they do that every other year, I think.
That's some weird shit. So every other year we unified. And
right.
One
year, you know what I'm saying, you got to celebrate your own. You know what I'm saying? Have space. You know what I'm saying?
So you have that thought. So,
but I'm just talking. I didn't
We can't all celebrate each other. We can't all celebrate the AUC because it's a center. We all in the same thing. The motherfuckers all going to the same library. You know what I mean? Like, we using the same resources and shit. We go to fucking classes at each other's thing, but when it come homecoming time, shit get real...
real particular.
I don't know you like that. That shit kills
real
me.
Real Pacific.
Yeah. That shit be killing me, but it is what it is.
Hey, man. Talk to your folks, man.
Yeah,
talk
I'm talking to them now.
Word up. Yeah, so if it's not too rainy, I'm gonna participate in the Spell House this weekend.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
So that's interesting. That's an interesting thing about being in the South.
Okay.
That you're close to it. Like, you know, in New York, you don't feel none of it. You don't hear about it. Right. You know what I'm saying? You see it on the social media.
Right.
But even you might see somebody from New York at their homecoming participating, but you don't feel it within the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is a big difference in being down here. Another big difference is, shit, man, everywhere you go, you run into somebody you know from a former life, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like like somebody from your old city, your elementary school or college people, you know what I'm saying? In New York, you don't really get that. You know what I'm saying? Like in New York, it's just you running the people that you've met in the last, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't get that.
I don't get that. Right. You're from New York, you get that.
Yeah.
Me, I don't get that. You know what I'm saying? So it's different being here and being able to run into folks like, God damn, boy, I ain't seen you, boy. You know what I'm saying? All that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I went to holler at my boy John Walter, the photographer who moved out here maybe last summer or the summer before last. And he from New York. He moved there. And he settled in. He's the mayor of Emmett Park. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He moved over in Emmett Park, and he just getting busy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to kick it with him at this spot we usually go to when I'm out here at Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. That's the name of the spot?
Yeah, Barcelona is the name of the spot.
It's a bar?
So we walk in. Yeah, it's a bar, tapas bar, like a tapas restaurant.
Spanish food, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, get your little single item dish. You know what I'm saying? And so I walked in there, and boom, it was a family reunion up in that bitch happening at the same time. It was this girl Donna Allen's birthday.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So you go in, you run into all these people, like, oh, shit, da-da-da, woo-woo-woo, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, like, that don't usually happen, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's like a weird thing almost that you have this awareness that you might see somebody from any part of your life.
Right.
That I don't have when I'm in New York.
Mm.
So that's an interesting thing. It's fun. It's fun. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like the anticipation of it happening when you go out. Like I'm going to the gathering spot tonight.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is like a private club, like a Soho house for black people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I'm going to go by there tonight. They having, you know, 50 Cent wings and the first night of NBA season.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Who's playing tonight? Who's playing for the Clippers?
LA and LA. Shit, the Clippers and the Lakers playing.
Against each other?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be big. Yeah, tonight is the first night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
So I'm anticipating it being full of black people.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. 50 Cent and wings and NBA. There you go. Come on.
And I'm anticipating seeing people I know from any era in life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. The A.
So the A is a different kind of place, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, I haven't been to Atlanta in a little bit. I gotta get out there, man. It's been a little while.
Hey, they waiting on you, man.
Yeah, I gotta get back out that way, man. I fuck with Atlanta.
Come on out. We do a broadcast from the A.
From the gathering spot.
No doubt.
Something like that, maybe.
I think they got a podcast room in the gathering spot.
I would hope so if they're gathering. You know. Shout out to Tree Sounds, though, too. Molly over there. Molly always showed love from back in the day. Like, yeah, if you ever want to do some shit, I don't know if that still stands. That's why I'm shouting her out.
What's Tree Sounds?
Tree Sounds is a studio out there. You remember Molly? Mm-hmm. Molly used to come through the spot every so often. She runs that whole
spot.
The Vibrahams vibe back in the day.
The Vibrahams.
I don't
remember that.
Okay.
Well, that's Molly? Tree
Sounds is a studio out there in Atlanta. And it's I don't know how long they've been doing it now, but it's turned into a whole thing. Like, I know that Dreamville Sessions was at Tree Sounds. Bunch of shit goes down over there, you know. I've never been there, but, you know, she's always been like, yo, come out, we'll cook some food, we'll do it. Like, it's a whole thing. It's like, it's a very warm studio. Mm. So, yeah, shout out to them. If we ever do some fly.
Molly Hunter,
yes.
Chief Operations Officer and partner.
That's the funny shit about today's conversations. You could you could just fact check in the middle of the conversation. Niggas could Google.
No, I wasn't fact
checking. No, not fact checking, but you know, like, with anybody having a conversation now, you could Google what you don't know in the middle. You can fill those holes as you having the conversation. Be like, wait, what's that? Right. Hold on, let me.
You don't have to stay not knowing.
Right, you know I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's no reason to be uninformed anymore. It used to be cool to be, you know, ignorance is bliss, but at least you had something to look forward to when you got home. Now,
take it
right there. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I see y'all, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is going on, man?
What you watching out here?
I finally saw the finale of Succession. We could talk about
That
shit was a good ass finale. I was surprised, but then I shouldn't have been surprised. You know what I mean? I was actually like, okay. I was actually happy for Kendall making that move.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know, Kendall, he was in love, man. He was starting to be in love. He was really feeling that chick, and she hit him with that. You know what I'm saying? You know, he always, after his daddy check him, he always going to this little spiral of, you know, then he started backtracking and correcting for his pops.
Like, right.
Like, you know, dad, my dad loves me. You know, my dad, you know, my dad said so. And he was like, my dad loves me. And she was like, yeah, he loves when you're, you know what I'm saying?
Subordinate.
Which is it? Yeah, well, loves when you're broken or loves right. when you, you know what I'm saying? And then, so when he had to send his girl on her way,
yeah,
he felt some type of way about that. I think the dad probably would have got that shit off if he would have let the girl stay.
Mm. Interesting. I think he was rocking him to sleep for a while. I think Kendall. I think his whole, like, real submissive, like, real, like, yo, my, you know, like, you know, forever apologetic demeanor, you know what I mean? Especially since his pops kind of got him off the hook with the kid.
The murder.
Was it a murder?
I mean,
is it a murder too? It's accessory. You adjacent.
You left a body in the water.
Yeah, because I swam and the body didn't swim. So did I lead the body
drove the body in the water?
Wait, who was driving? Was he driving or was the kid driving?
He was driving. He was driving. Because remember, he said, you know, the kid said I was fucked. He was fucked up.
He was drunk. Right. Okay.
And then so he was like, you know, I could drive, you know.
Yeah. So I figured for a while I was like, damn, he's neutralized. You know what I mean? He got some shit on him. He's, you know, he don't want to have to deal with that. So he's kind of his pops is like, don't even worry about it. I got you. So he was kind of neutral. He was out of it, you know, on a certain level, and he was defeated. And it was kind of whack to see. You know what I mean? Because
and they put his ass on the back of the motorcycle.
Wait, who was driving the motorcycle?
He had a motorcycle chauffeur. He wanted to drive his own motorcycle. They were like, psh, okay, you can have a motorcycle, but
that's fine.
You're going to be on the back of that bitch.
Yeah, that'll hurt you. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah,
he had a motorcycle chauffeur. He had to hold on to the waist.
Yeah. That's a damn thing. Oh, man. So that's how he was living. He was living on the, you know, the ass end of the motorcycle. And right. then, you know, he waited it out. He waited that shit out and flipped the script on them motherfuckers. So I was happy to see that. I was like, okay, now, because I'll be honest with you. As much as I like Logan, he's a dickhead, man.
He's a real dickhead.
And you know what's so funny? What's my man's name? Was it Greg? The tall cat?
Greg.
The goofy cat? Yeah.
The goofy cat, yeah.
Well, they was playing some high power manipulation when his grandfather was like, or his uncle was like, look, shit, I'll cut you out if you keep fucking with him. That's his grandpa. That's his grandfather. And his grandfather was like, yo, you got $250 million coming your way if you leave. But you know what I mean? That's a hard shit. That's an NBA contract walking away from. $250 million.
A couple NBA contracts. Max pay.
It was funny too, because there was the one part where I forget who said my man from Ferris Bueller. What's my man's name? The oldest son, that beyond the wild, he's trying to. He was running. He was campaigning to run. I guess for president. It's not Kendall. It's not Roy.
Not Carl. Roy is the younger one. It's Carl, I think.
I thought Roman was the youngest one.
Roman is the young one.
So Roy, is it Roy?
No, Roy is their last name.
Roy is their last name. Hold on, we got a
Connor.
Connor.
Yeah.
Connor was telling Greg,
I think it was Conor, Greg, or somebody else. Conor was like, yeah, man, $5 million is the worst type of broke. You know what I mean? Like, that's rich people broke. You can't do shit with $5 million. You need more. I mean, come on, $5 million. Man, you're going to be frustrated more. You're going to be balling. That shit right. was such a funny conversation, man. That was hilarious, man. Anyway.
I like, one thing I like about the show is that they're very aware that the watchers are not from that life.
Of course. Yeah.
And so it's like the way they drag you along this whole ride is funny. So like when they were getting on the yacht and they were like, you know, Marcy just did the wood floors.
Refit.
So you gotta take, you got to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And it's just funny how they approached and who they told that to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
it's like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't used to this, so you take your shoes off. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sails out, nails out.
Right. So it's like they were really talking to us, but they, you know what I'm saying? They used the character to bring us into that feeling. Like, oh shit, they on the yacht. Usually they just get on the fucking yacht.
Right. They hit you with some yacht etiquette.
Take shoes off because the floors just got ripped. Right.
But if you peep, Conor was on the yacht with his shoes on. I don't know if you caught that, because that made me.
Yeah, I caught it.
Okay,
yeah.
And I don't know if that was deliberate. Conor ain't give a fuck.
Why he was asking for $100 million.
Yeah. Word. A light $100 million, too. Let me get a, I mean, it ain't going to do, it ain't going to hurt you. Let me get a light $100 million. A light. But that's yacht talk. That's a big-ass yacht. First of all, that yacht was everything you want a yacht to be. This shit was expansive.
Yeah.
That yacht had everything going on. Oh, man.
And as big as that yacht was, as we said on the episode with Tony Ty, there's always a motherfucker with a bigger one.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't that crazy?
There's always a bigger yacht.
Ain't that wild? Yeah, I remember. That's crazy. Now you're having a yacht competition.
That's what it's all about. At that point, shit, that's real cloth talk right there.
You got to be a yacht master.
You can't have that conversation if you ain't got them millions and millions and then billions and billions.
Yeah, this ain't kayak talk.
Nah, this ain't no motherfucking, you know, little boat talk. Little boat like little yachty.
Nah.
This ain't little yachty. Nah. This big yachty.
Right. Yeah, but that shit was good, man. I enjoyed that. What else am I watching? I don't think what else I've been doing.
And Power had a bye week.
Man, that fucked up my whole Sunday. Power having the power, and it was raining. I was depressed the whole day. I was like, damn, I cracked the shit open thinking it was going to be a big rich town.
I was waiting, you know what I'm saying? I was like waiting for the perfect time. I ain't even rushed.
Yeah.
I was like, I got time. Get to the room.
Yeah.
About to bust this power.
Nah.
Turned that bitch on. Like, wait, this is the same shit. I looked on Twitter. Mm. Everybody was going through the same shit.
Power withdrawal. And it wasn't nobody told you nothing, because I'd also heard that there's going to be a month or a couple month lag between the finale and whatever. Did you hear about
this? Ain't 2 weeks no more. I thought it was 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks is doable. Is this one of the weeks?
Are we waiting on they didn't even do the finale yet.
Oh, this is some bullshit. I don't like that. Yeah. As much shit as niggas talk about Power, I try to tell you, I mean, I'm seeing it all the way through. I'm addicted. Oh, man. I'm fucking with the Wu-Tang shit. You been fucking with the Wu-Tang or you ain't into it?
Did they put all episodes up?
They ain't put all of them. Oh, is that what you... Oh, you on that shit still?
Yeah, I was waiting on that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you got enough episodes to get a nice... I think it's about 6 to 8, maybe, you know, something like that. It's a good amount of episodes up. It's good to get a feel for it. Same thing with, it ain't the same thing, but there's also Godfather of Harlem I started fucking with. Have you seen any of that?
Nah, but I heard that was good.
It's really, well, the first two episodes, the free episodes are really good. Then you pay for that next episode. That shit turned the corner.
Pay? What you mean pay?
Well, this is the thing.
If you got
Amazon Prime, you got the... It's on Epix. I don't got...
Epix? What
I don't got cable.
Epix?
But Epix, you know, Epix has been around for a bit. They one of these little offshoot joints that's trapping. So Epix, I know about Epix because they did a few comedy specials.
Right.
I know they did Jim Norton's comedy special a while back and a few other people. But anyway, so that's where Godfather of Harlem is. But then if you got Amazon Prime, you could watch at least the first two episodes for free. And then after that, it's like $6 a month. So I said, mm-hmm. yo, let me watch these first two episodes. They were good. And so I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'll sign up. That sign-up mm-hmm. episode, I don't know if it was like the alkaline water, but it just didn't hit the same. And it was, I don't know. I was like, I think it was way more scrutiny when you put some money on it. Because I was actually, this is some real cheap guy strategy shit. I was going to do what you doing with the Wu-Tang shit. I was going to let them shits pile up and then just pay one time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just binge the shit out of it as opposed to paying overtime, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And watching it as it goes. But they got me. Shout out to Forrest Whitaker. It's good. It's worth seeing. Giancarlo Esposito's playing Adam Clayton Powell. There's another cat playing Malcolm X. You know what I mean? It's interesting to see how they all kind of intertwine. It's pretty it's pretty good. And, you know, it's good to see. I think I said this last week, but it's good to see, like, little staples of Harlem being shown, like old school Lenox Terrace. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Little shit like that. It's pretty cool. I'm not sure if they shot it in Harlem. I think they did, though, which is pretty fire.
That's what's up.
I could be wrong, but I think they did. Anyway.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
I mean, shit, if it's cheaper to do it in Vancouver, I could see why they wouldn't. You know what I mean? If we could make this shit look enough, you know what I mean? Fuck that. There's a lot of people watching that ain't never been to Harlem, so they don't know what to, look for. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, Vancouver, give us a tax break. We shoot this shit in Tyler Perry studio.
Hey, man, they shoot City on the Hill, which is supposed to be Boston. They got certain scenes they shoot in Bed-Stuy, right in my neighborhood.
That's hilarious. Yeah, see? Shit.
Yeah.
It's a city. It's a hill somewhere around there. You know what I mean? Say, fuck it. You know what I mean? Keep it vague. It's a city on the hill.
Yeah. They transformed the little lady store around the corner into another store. Uh-huh. I guess it's some type of boutique. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if they go in there or they just walk past it all the time.
Yeah.
But they come in, transform the block right quick.
You watch that show?
Nah. I just know it's shooting a hood. Okay.
I tried. I didn't give it the biggest shot because I do like Kevin Bacon and what's the kid, Aldis Hodge. He out there doing his thing. I was going to check it out, but it didn't pull me in. I might try it again. And then it got so many other shits to watch. But shit, man. I'm trying to think. What else is going on? It ain't much. It ain't much that I can think of.
It's much. It's happening out here.
I'm sure it's going to be a bunch of shit that I could think of as soon as we get off the horn, but at this moment.
Yeah. It was my wife's birthday last night.
That's what's up. Happy birthday. What y'all do? I mean, you was out of town. Damn.
So I was out of town. So
you had to emote from afar.
Yeah, you got via satellite the game. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then it's like a moving. It's crazy because it's like a moving situation because, all right, I was going to send some shit to the office, but then she like, well, I got meetings out the office, you know what I'm saying, after 12. You know, shit don't get delivered till after 12. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, shit, I don't want to risk sending something to the office and then she ain't there. That's crazy.
Right.
And then so, boom, I'm like, all right, you know, I have it set up somewhere for one of the restaurants in the hood. Mm-hmm. And then so I'm trying to orchestrate the shit with my son.
Right.
So I'm talking to him and he like, I don't feel well. I'm like, damn, now I can't use him to get shit set up. Mm-hmm. And then if he don't feel well, he ain't gonna want to go out. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, shit. So I talked to her like, you know what, y'all want to go out to eat? And then mm-hmm. she was like, well, if Ace don't feel well, we could just eat in the house. I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. I just ordered the dinner
to the house.
To the house. Uh-huh. And so, you know, I went on my Postmates.
Right.
And found some fly shit that we had never ate before. Mm-hmm. So I was gambling because I ain't want to order no regular shit.
Right, 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 right.
And I found this restaurant called Concrete. I don't even really know what it is, but they have some fly looking shit on them.
Okay.
And ordered, like, you know, they have some crab pasta and some other shit. And, you know what I mean? you know, I ordered a bunch of little shit for everybody. Right. It was a hit.
It was a hit. That's what we wanted to know. How did it do?
It was a hit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga did good.
Shit was concrete.
I did better from afar than I did at the house. Mm.
That's dope.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was a hit. You know what I mean? They loved it. You know what I'm saying? My wife actually sent me a video of the food when it got delivered. She don't never do no shit like that.
That's a testimonial.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good look.
Like, never. Like,
that's what's up.
I'll write it. It's happened. It's done.
Yeah. You know, gave me the footage.
That's what's came up. With the footage. I was like, oh, shit. Nigga won.
That's cool, man.
So you know what I'm saying? Being away, though, you know what I'm saying? It pushes your creativity of how you're going to stay present.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could easily slip into not being present.
Right. Take it as a bye week, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Not when you're stringing too many bye weeks together.
Yeah. No. You can't do that. So, can't take a knee.
Nah. Mm. So it's been cool, you know what I'm saying, trying to operate from afar.
Uh-huh.
And you know, make sure everybody cool as well as doing what you do. You know what I'm saying?
That feel good, too, when you can make shit happen remotely. You feel like a boss.
Yeah. See, last year, I had to operate from remote, too.
Oh, damn.
I had ran out to L.A.
Oh, you via satellite. That's your nickname.
No, that shit was crazy because, you know what I'm saying, I was trying to do a birthday party.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to L.A. for that first game with LeBron.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm on the motherfucking plane,
right?
You know what I'm saying, trying to set up all the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, well, if we're going to have a party, we got to clean up. So mm-hmm. now I gotta do the, you know what I'm saying, task rabbit, somebody to come clean.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know what I'm saying, I got to order the flowers and order the food and order the cake. I'm doing all this shit from the Wi-Fi on the plane.
Right, that's fine.
That's what I felt like a boss, for real.
Yeah, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga felt like a boss, then landed and walked right into the, you know what I'm saying, party. It was good.
Oh, you showed up for the party. So you were en route. You wasn't all the way remote.
I was en route, you know what I'm saying? So last year, the first day of the NBA was the day before her birthday.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This year's the day after.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So last year I went out. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what I'm saying, did the game, went to Mr. Child's,
right.
bing, then jumped on a plane like 5 a.m,
right.
getting back, you know, whatever the fuck time we got back in the, you know, afternoon or some shit, 11, 12, and, you know what I'm saying, the party was starting at like 3. So it was good, man. So I'm 2 for 2.
That's
on the road.
Yeah.
2 for 2 on the road.
Undefeated. That's right.
Undefeated on the road out here. Well, I ain't going to say undefeated because we got 20 years in.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. There you go.
19 years in. Our anniversary is February 22nd, 2020.
Wow.
We'll be 20 years.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
That's big. That's very deliberate. Took 20 on the in the 20. That's fine. That's hot.
Yeah.
Good shit. Shout out to that.
Shout out to that. It ain't easy, y'all. It ain't easy. You know what I'm saying? When motherfuckers say happily ever after, they don't tell you, you got to work for that ever after part. You know what I'm saying? It's happy day one. It's happy. Ever after part, you got to work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People don't say that when they talk about marriage. You know what I'm saying? They be like, okay, find the guy, find the girl, and you know what I'm saying? You good. You'll have some babies.
Right.
But then they don't tell you that when you have babies, the person that you found ain't the same person no more.
Right.
After babies. You know what I'm saying?
See, this could be a series of public service announcements.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
Like, for real. Like, you know what I mean? People need to see that shit. Like, little 30-second situations. Like, hey.
Yeah.
And you've been in this shit for a while. If you truly want to endure.
Right.
This is a situation 409. Here we go.
Right. Yeah. 409. 101 is, you know what I'm saying? Your baby is going to take all your shine. Your first baby. Your first baby is taking all your shine, all that shit that used to make you famous in the house.
Right.
And all, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't getting none of that no more.
Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah. That's over.
You seeing somebody from the flesh from the beginning. Learn to walk on your ass.
You know, the baby that took over.
Can't beat first steps when you're a grown ass man.
You can't beat the barn. You can't beat none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's like a friend of mine once said, you know what I'm saying? They said this shit to their kid. This is a woman said this shit to their kid. Like, boy, you ain't gonna do this to me. You the first person to feel my heartbeat from the inside. I'm like, damn. Mm. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna be able to trump no motherfucker that heard your wife's heartbeat.
I seen the heart
inside. That's, look at you know the what heart. Saying? Yeah. That's been all. You know what I'm saying?
Took on a selfie inside. With the heart. Yeah, that's crazy.
You just visit the inside. They lived in that motherfucker.
They was in
you know
there. They set up shop. You was Airbnb-ing.
Yeah, you just partially inside.
Right.
Hilarious. Babies, they lived up in their full body and soul. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Fed off of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when that baby come, your ass is going to take a back seat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that's a hard realization. As a person, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, you found this person, y'all good, y'all vibe, and then you get your whole position took over by a little motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
How do you deal with that and not take it? Obviously, that's your child as well, so there's the logic of it. But, you know, feelings are feelings. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with that type of thing where it's it ain't about you no more? Your close-up is turned into a wide shot. What do you do?
You had to check yourself. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I see other people go through it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear about it a lot.
It's varying responses. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? The response that you don't want to have is being jealous or, you know what I'm saying, or shit like that of your own child. Because you have to understand it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you had to take a step back and then, it's only prepare you for your new role.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because now your new role is that even though you're not the prime superstar of the bunch, you still got to take care of all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to have to foot the bill for this shit even though you ain't the star no more.
Right.
So it's preparing you for this new role. The whole pregnancy process prepares you for that shit. Because when your wife, you got your hormones is different, you know what I'm saying? Her reactions to things is different. Her smell is different. The shit, her taste, she don't like the same foods that she like.
Right.
And that shit will drive you up the wall. But when you could be patient with that, it's only preparing you for when the baby comes, because there's a whole lot more things you're going to have to be patient about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then the baby come, and now it ain't a trip, because you already done experienced a bunch of wild shit for 7-8 months. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then now the baby come, you patient. You know what to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You are easing into your role as the second fiddle.
In the background
singer. Take it easy. That pay for it all.
Yeah, y'all be cool. Yeah. You're the presenting sponsor. You know your name is on the step and repeat, but that's about it. We don't really need you in the photos.
Yeah, we'll need you in the photos.
Just pay for this. Ah, shit, man. That's cool, though.
Fair enough.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's born day season. You had your born day. Your wife had her born day. I got my joint coming up on a good Monday.
What you got going for the beat? Not much.
I ain't really got too many. It's a Monday. It's a Monday situation. At one point, I was going to go ahead, try to fly out somewhere, do something. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm playing it by ear at this moment. At the moment, I don't really got too much schedule. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Other than to be grateful. You know what I'm saying? But dead ass.
Yeah, with the honorable.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, it's another, what they say, another spin around the sun. I be seeing all that shit. That's real.
The humble.
Yeah. I just try to, you know, we're going to figure it out. We'll figure that shit out, see what's what.
No
but as it stands, I'll be, you know, I know one thing, I'll be getting older. So there's that. Right. It's either getting older or you're done. So I'm happy for that. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you something, man?
Go ahead.
Before you move on with your birthday and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? What was your livest birthday?
Wow, I don't know. I mean, I've had good ones. I've had some good ones.
In modern era, recently.
The 40 on the bezel was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The 35 was nice. Mm-hmm. The prime numbers were good. The 40, we talked about that on the pod. That was probably the one. The 40 was fun.
The 40, okay.
40 was fun. 35 was fun. That was Hurricane Sandy situation, though. But that was fun. But I'm trying to think. I don't make a big deal out of it. And then the next day I'd be like, damn, we've talked about this shit. What was your high point? What was your favorite one?
My wife threw me a party when I turned 30, and we was having a vibe event in Miami.
Okay.
So I was home. I was 30. Bev and Carla bought me a the freshest outfit that I probably ever owned before or since.
Okay.
Like a leather shirt with some fucking just luxurious trousers and shit. That
okay.
was my first pair of trousers you got to, like, these ain't pants. These right here is trousers.
This is for real. This is an adult situation.
Right. So I'm in Miami. You know what I'm saying? We doing an event already.
Mm-hmm.
Got Lewis Oliver helping me out doing the shit. He does live on Sundays. You know what I'm saying? Lewis Oliver and Mike Garner. But Lewis was partnering on this event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what I'm saying? He brought me out a bottle. I got my friends from day one. I got my friends from New York. It was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That was some dope shit. Mm-hmm. But prior to that, I had one night in the club, probably 90, what was this? This was 98.
Mm-hmm.
98 Atlanta.
Mm.
We went to Otto's.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I had a fresh, that's when I had braids, or long hair braids and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a fresh braid, had on a nice polo outfit, head to toe,
mm-hmm.
feeling good about myself.
Right.
Went in the club, and they treated the nigga like a king.
That's beautiful. That's a good look.
You know what I'm saying? It was the first time.
Just off the strength, or did they know it was your birthday, or what?
Nah, I don't know what the energy was. It was in the
air. Emanating.
It was the energy. Okay. Yeah, it was the energy.
Right.
I walked in, and then, you know what I'm saying? It's the first time I ever walked into a spot, and, you know what I'm saying, women descended upon me. Like, it never happened. Like, never happens with me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I had to work for mine.
All
right. Like, back, you know what I'm saying? You had to lean in and, you know what I'm saying, spit some game. And mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I had to go for the numbers game. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? All right, then. You
got
to
get under the rim. Wanna...
Yeah, yeah.
Pound the backboards.
This particular time, it's my first time in this club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've never been here. I'm in Atlanta. And it was a situation. And I felt like, damn.
Felt special.
I had a girl. I had a girl at the time.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
She was at the party?
No, she wasn't at the party.
Uh-oh.
But I'm getting all this shit descended upon me. But I couldn't receive it as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I received it, but I couldn't do nothing with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just had a great time in the club and I left it there. And it goes like only reason I'm bringing it up because Biddy Barnes, who was a promoter out here, and I'm not sure if he was on that party or on that club. He did a list of clubs in Atlanta that was cracking,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And I saw Otto's on there. I was like, yeah, damn! And it just brought back that whole experience. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only reason I bring it up.
Shout out to Otto's. Nah, but what was Otto's in night. Buckhead? What was Otto's?
Yeah, it was in Buckhead. It was in Buckhead.
I kind of remember that.
I think it was Alex. I think it was Alex Party.
Okay. This was year was this? This was when?
It's like 98. Okay. I think Alex Get One did that party.
Yeah, I feel like I remember
Biddy might have been on it. And, you know, there's a lot of East Africans up in there. A lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of flat girls.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, you know what I'm saying, it's like a dress up. It's like a cigar situation, all that type.
Yeah, was Otto's a cigar bar? I think it was a cigar bar,
It might have
right?
been. I
feel like, yeah, I kind of remember the name. I think it was a cigar bar, some shit like that. It was very, to your point, I think it was very, like, upscale. Like, you couldn't just be, you had to come through with the with that shit on.
Yeah, it was an upscale situation.
Yeah, couldn't be real casual in that bitch.
And I was kind of casual, but it was. See, what I did was I had this idea at one point, because at the time in Miami, you know what I'm saying, all the street niggas wore Dickies, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A whole Dickie fit.
Right.
And I was on 15th Ave one night, which is like the headquarters of, it's like Dope Dealer Central.
Uh-huh.
And like, if you watch The Wire, it was Hamsterdam. You know what I'm saying? So it was a wide open air drug supermarket.
Yeah.
And I seen a cat, he pulled up, brown vert, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
73 Chevy Vert, and he had that shit painted doo-doo brown with the brown top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then he jumped out with a brown polo set, you know, like brown polo cords and the brown polo top, which looked like a brown Dickie set from afar. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But when you up on them, that shit, I'm like, oh, this nigga done killed them with the polo gas. I was like, I'm going to do the same shit, but I got the beige, the khaki polo shit, the khaki and blue. So I bought that shit with some new Clarks.
Blue and creams?
Nah, it was the whole shit was just a cream situation, a beige crisp situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So walked into the Otto's, like I said, I wasn't dressed down. I didn't have on sneakers or jeans. But I wasn't dressed up with a suit.
Which you was dressed right. You was on point.
I was just on point, right. And it just seemed like it resonated with the audience.
That's always good.
It felt good. You know, that was my last. I wasn't even all the way single, but that probably was my last single night of infamy.
Interesting. Wow. I remember when I turned 18 I was on a college visit. We went on a college trip and we went to visit Howard. So I turned 18 at Howard Homecoming. And we were there to visit Howard. And when I tell you, we really didn't step foot on that campus, but by the end of that fucking visit, I wanted to go to Howard 1,000%. Nigga, it was the illest. It was a hell of a weekend. It was the shit.
Right.
Nigga, I had a great time, but I really didn't see much of the campus. But I knew I wanted to come back. And
right, you wanted to be in D.C.
I wanted to be in D.C., but then Howard said, no, sir. And I caught the rejection letter. They were like, no, no, no. And Clark Atlanta, it was. But
Howard accepted me, and my dad said, no, sir, that price.
H.U. said, who? That was a terrible joke. Anyway.
But I turned 21. I turned 19, 20, and 21 in Atlanta.
Ooh.
But it was the day that it was my birthday, I turned 21. It was Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta game, FAMU versus TSU, the classic.
Right.
And I was with my cousin that went to Clark, and she had a mob of friends. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the club. It was about 20 girls with us. Right. You know what I'm saying? All, you know, fly girls. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All want like a street type of nigga, though.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But so it wasn't really a situation where they was looking at me.
Right.
But that when you walked in, it was a situation. I had a great night that night, too.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? It was a great night.
The great nights.
The great nights. Atlanta gave me some great nights.
Oh, no. Atlanta is, man. Atlanta is one of the great night capitals. Especially, no, it's a far cry from Sweden for the black man. I tell you that shit.
Right.
Yeah. You do a lot better than midsummer if you are mid-fall in the A. Yo, tell the people, the people know where you're going to be, but tell the people what you got coming up, if they can see you, anything like that, before we transfer.
Well, you know what I'm saying, catch me on the motherfucking Instagram, I'll be there posting updates on the show and what we got going on. It's 2 weeks until air date, November 4th, on Fox. Julissa Bermudez, Sonya Richards Ross. You know what I'm saying? They're our host. And shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll be updating that Mr. Muhammad Instagram, at Mr. Muhammad on Twitter. Holla at me, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, I see you out here active on the gram out here. You're getting inspired down there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when you got time and space to really think and shit, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes this shit get lonely. You be like, let me just post some shit.
Like, just to connect with the people.
Yeah, you come in this room, this shit be lonely and quiet.
Nah, I dig it. I can dig it. I know that on the road life. Trust
Fair
me.
Enough.
shit. I'm at the Eastville Comedy Club this Sunday, the 27th on the 8 p.m. show. But if anything else pops off beyond that, go to DamianLemon.com. I'll keep you posted. And look forward to some content coming to these platforms fairly soon. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We are out.
Yes,
the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.